On University of West Georgia Week, debate over monuments in the U.S. is ongoing. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Janet Donahue, professor of philosophy, examines the role monuments play in a society.
The current debate about Confederate monuments in the United States has intensified recently. This debate frequently overlooks the complexity of our experience of monuments. As a phenomenologist, I'm interested in the role monuments play in our world. Monuments are valuable because they interrupt the everyday and serve as places of intensified meaning. They deliberately transfer tradition across generations and etch history on the physical environment. But we often aim to simplify the past for a unified, static meaning. In constructing a monument, we write the past in stone in an effort to control the meaning of an event or life. The history is told, the story is ended. In fact, monuments are not static, but dynamic. In spite of our pretensions to control the meaning of the past, monuments are always experienced from within a new historical perspective. Thus, the meaning of monuments can and does change. Think of occasions such as the civil rights rallies that took place in the 1960s on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. These rallies reproduced the national memory of Lincoln in conjunction with the struggle for civil rights in America. The site of the Lincoln Memorial has been altered, and today serves as inspiration for further cries for other forms of civil rights. The dynamism of monuments places us in a position of responsibility with respect to their interpretation. As aesthetic objects that grace our landscapes, monuments open a world of the past to us, yet should not be viewed from a distance or with reflective awe. They call us to heighten our awareness as we attempt to understand the tradition from which they arise and to engage in the critique of their ideals, traditions, and our own present through the encounter.
That was Janet Donahue of the University of West Georgia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.